Chapter 2. Velcro for the Bad. More than 20 years ago, in a neuroscience class for psychologists, the professor walked in with a large bucket, put on a pair of yellow rubber gloves, and with a flourish pulled out a preserved human brain. It looked like a small, spongy, yellowish cauliflower. As the professor droned on about it, I had a weirdly dislocating experience. A thing like the one in his hand, over there, was also in here, inside my head, trying to make sense of what he was holding. It really hit me that this unimpressive-looking thing was actually producing the sight of the bucket, the sound of the teacher, and my feelings of both ooh and awe. Every pleasure and pain I had, every love and loss, was the result of activity within this glistening blob of flesh. My brain was the final common pathway of all the causes streaming through me to make each moment of consciousness. People have long asked why we are glad or sad, why we help or hurt each other. Sages and scientists have explored the mental causes of happiness and suffering. Now, for the first time in history, we can ask ourselves, what are the underlying neural causes of these causes? And we can find answers in the structures and processes of the human brain as it has been shaped by evolution. The brain didn't spring into being overnight. It acquired its capabilities and tendencies over hundreds of millions of years, and the factors that shaped this long, impersonal history show up in your life today in very personal ways. Suppose you got 20 things done today and made one mistake. What's likely to stick with you as you're falling asleep? Probably the mistake, even though it was just a small part of your day. As you'll see, the reason for this is found in the brain's evolution. By learning how your brain has been built over time, you'll understand yourself and others better. Plus, you'll become more effective at using and shaping that blobby, cauliflower-like, extraordinary thing inside your own head. The Evolving Brain. Every human being shares common ancestors with bats, begonias, and bacteria that go back at least 3.5 billion years to the very first microorganisms. Multicelled creatures emerged in the ancient seas 650 million years ago, and after 50 million more years, they'd grown complicated enough that they began to develop a nervous system to coordinate their sensory and motor systems. Mammals arose about 200 million years ago, and the first primates about 60 million years ago. By 2.5 million years ago, our hominid ancestor, Homo habilis, was intelligent enough to begin making stone tools, and our own species, Homo sapiens, the clever ape, emerged about 200,000 years ago. Over the last 600 million years, solutions to survival problems faced by creatures ranging from jellyfish and clams to lizards, mice, monkeys, and early humans have gotten built into the evolving nervous system. The brain has roughly tripled in volume over the past several million years while being carved by the intense pressures of natural selection. Our hominid and human predecessors lived in small hunting and gathering bands until organized farming began about 10,000 years ago. Their world was pristine and beautiful, and there was a simplicity, an easygoing pace, and a time for relationships that many long for today. Nonetheless, the survival challenges they had to manage, such as the prospect of being attacked and eaten by predators, were very different from our own. Because they lived in small bands, it was uncommon for them to meet people they didn't know, and often dangerous when they did. While some bands interacted peacefully with each other, on average about 1 in 8 men died in conflicts between bands, compared to 1 in 100 men who died due to warfare in the 20th century. There were also starvation, parasites, illness, injury, the hazards of childbirth, and no painkillers or police departments. This world was the womb of the human brain, which was painstakingly adapted to its conditions. The results live on between your ears today, continuing to shape your experiences and guide your actions. Bad is stronger than good. To pass on their genes, our reptilian, mammalian, primate, hominid, and human ancestors had to get things that were pleasurable, such as the carrots of shelter, food, and sex. Meanwhile, they had to stay away from things that were painful, such as the sticks of predators, starvation, and aggression from others of their species. Carrots and sticks are both important, but there's a vital difference between them. From a survival standpoint, sticks have more urgency and impact than carrots. If you fail to get a carrot today, you'll have another chance to get one tomorrow. But if you fail to avoid a stick today, whap, no more carrots forever. Rule number one in the wild is, eat lunch today, don't be lunch today. Over hundreds of millions of years, it was a matter of life and death to pay extra attention to sticks, react to them intensely, remember them well, and over time, become even more sensitive to them. Consequently, the brain evolved a built-in negativity bias. While this bias emerged in harsh settings very different from our own, it continues to operate inside us today as we drive in traffic, head into a meeting, settle a sibling squabble, try to diet, watch the news, juggle housework, pay bills, or go on a date. Your brain has a hair trigger readiness to go negative to help you survive.